everybody knows of DNA. Hardly a day goes by without hearing something about genetic engineering or cloning or the use of DNA fingerprinting in some paternity case. And it's all down to DNA. And Terry Flanagan is with me now. He's written a fantastic article about DNA for the Mooney app. Terry.
Yeah, actually, we were out to dinner last Saturday night, and after dinner, there was a group of us, it was six of us, and we were sitting down, and CSI was on the telly. I don't normally watch it, but I was amazed how little they knew about DNA. So I thought, that's what I'm going to write for next week's app. I'm going to write
about DNA.
You're one
of these people who watches science programmes and medical programmes and picks at them.
No, I don't. I just don't take much interest in it, because they're Mickey Mouse programmes, really. You know. But I was amazed, when I came up about DNA and DNA fingerprinting, they really didn't have a clue. So I just thought I'd put something down on paper and let people have a read of it and try and understand it. DNA really, when we think of DNA, we think back to 1953 with the discovery or the elucidation of the structure of DNA by Watson and Crick. And of course, we shouldn't forget Rosalind Franklin, who got nothing from it. But from that stemmed all of the kind of areas that we think of today, genetically modified foods, cloning, biotechnology, the Human Genome Project, all of that arose from that. So really, the whole idea, the whole field of DNA, it's a fantastic area. And really, it's the science of the future. And like us three oldies that are here, we studied ecology when we were in university, and we thought, you know, that was the real thing. But today's scientists, they're all into DNA.
Well, our app is free to download on iPhone and Android. DNA stands for, Terry, very quickly.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Thank you very much.